My dear friends, with the celebration of Palm Sunday today, we have entered Holy Week, and our Lenten journey has reached a crescendo. At the heart of Holy Week is the hour that Jesus has spoken about, the climax to the life of a humble, suffering Messiah. One contrary to popular expectations, who came to serve and not to be served. The prophet who resisted all forms of evil and yet spoke the word of truth without fear. The servant of God who was totally committed to the divine project. On this day, the forces of darkness seem to have had the upper hand. The cry of Jesus on the cross says it all. My God, why have you abandoned me? The mission of the Savior and that divine project for humanity seem to have met with disaster. The crucifixion, for all intents and purposes, seemed a spectacular failure for God, for His Anointed One, and for the whole creation. But it was not evil that had the upper hand in the end. It was not betrayal, injustice, violence, and death that had the last word. Rather, it was shown in Jesus that love was stronger than hatred, light stronger than darkness, and grace stronger than sin. Even though the passion story that we have just listened to ends with tragedy and the cry of abandonment, Jesus shows us that suffering and death are the necessary part of the Paschal rhythm. As we gather on this somber day, we are strengthened by the example of Jesus, who never ceased to give himself for the life of others. Paul, in that second reading, speaks of the self-emptying journey of Christ from the crib to the cross. In him we meet God, who abandoned his own status and security, who entered our world with all its human frailty. We see God, who made himself poor in order to enrich us. Our Christian discipleship is patterned on that self-emptying journey of Christ. And it is this same pattern of self-emptying, this rhythm of dying and rising, that we are called to follow even as a whole church. Thus, the pain of losing and dying in the wake of the Royal Commission can indeed be the time of grace. If we learn to empty of all those things that are contrary to the gospel, we can be sure of being filled with the great things God has in store for us moving forward. So let the spirit of self-emptying of Jesus permeate our lives and the life of our church. Our entrance into Holy Week calls us to renew our commitment to be involved in the challenges and the struggles of our world. God is involved with the pain and the suffering of our world. He is involved in the quest for justice, reconciliation, peace, and harmony of all creation. God calls us to a new vision of life, mercy, redemption. Christ crucified, Christ, the wisdom of God, manifests the truth that divine justice and renewing power transforms the world. Palm Sunday, therefore, galvanizes us to transformative action because it gives us a glimpse of the victory of love over hatred, life over death. It was God's unconditional love in Jesus that brought about the victory of shalom, peace. We are therefore encouraged to work, to participate, to turn the tide, as it were, in favor of the least of our brothers and sisters, in favor of God's kingdom of justice and peace. The suffering servant shows us the way today, the way of conquering, disarming hatred with love, evil with goodness, violence with benevolence, and indifference with compassion. May we, the followers of the way, faithfully and courageously walk with Christ and bring his kingdom to life in our world.